Dear ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the WashTec AG Investors and Analysts Telephone Conference. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. As a reminder, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulties hearing the conference, please press star key followed by zero on your telephone for operator assistance. May I now hand you over to Caroline Kalb, who will lead you through this conference. Please go ahead, madam.
Thank you and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here with my colleagues Volker Zimmermann, Stefan Weber, and Sergey Volodin, and I will lead you through this conference. This analyst call is following the publication of our Q1 report and our annual shareholder meeting, which took place in Augsburg today. All proposals of the administration have been resolved by the AGM with a big majority of votes. As always, the quarterly report and presentation for today's call are available on our website, www.washtec.de, and I assume that all of you have the presentation for this call in front of you. Coming to slide number two, showing the highlights of the first quarter of this year. Let me start with a short introduction. As you know, the first quarter of the year is characterized by winter conditions in the main markets of WashTec. Cold temperatures, snow, and also sunshine have an influence on wash counts, but also on the installations of car wash equipment. Other than that, and other than watching the weather, we had numerous activities in all areas. To start with, China, the Far East, in the first quarter, we exhibited at the trade fair CAACE in Beijing and showed our machines in combination with innovative payment solutions. China is ahead of us in Europe, and I think also in the U.S. with regard to payment solutions with solutions like WePay or Apple Pay, et cetera. As you can see on the pictures, the audience of WashTec was quite big, and we see a nice progress of our Chinese activities. Therefore, we are optimistic for a successful year 2018. Other than that, we have been awarded as Top Employer of the Year by the quite renowned magazine Focus, which is now the third award and the third year in a row. We have improved our ranking once again after an already good ranking last year, and this award is another recognition of our initiatives for a unique corporate culture. I know that most of you have already read or heard from us about the award for Production of the Year, but the award ceremony took place in the first quarter of this year. As you can see, the complete operations team has received the award and celebrated the recognition of our efforts, not only at this award ceremony, but also in a big event in Augsburg. Focus of operations this year is on optimizing time between production and installation. This should result in lower inventories. Coming to slide number three, the main figures for the first quarter. As already said at the end of last year and also in connection with the publication of our annual report, at the end of last year, the order backlog in North America had been below the previous year, and thus also the group order backlog. This year's first quarter revenue and business development were also below the exceptional first quarter 2017, which had showed a growth of  32%. As I told you on the previous slide already, winter conditions have an impact on wash counts and the number of installations. Typically, the last quarter of the year is the busiest season with regard to installations, while the first quarter of the year is the so-called high washing season with a lower number of installations. In a multi-year average, the first quarter only contributes around 21% to the full year revenues, which was different last year when the first quarter was extremely strong. Revenues thus with 91.5 million were 9.6% or, adjusted by currency effects, 6.9% below 2017. As you can see in a long-term comparison, this revenue of 91.5 million is still on a very high level compared to the years before. These revenues resulted in an EBIT of 5.4 million euro, driven by the lower number of installations. Our free cash flow in the first quarter was negative with minus 3 million. Driven by a lower operating income in combination with effects of tax prepayments, which should be repaid in the course of this year, and compared to 2017, missing customer payments for bulk orders, which had already been made at the end of 2017, but had been made in the first quarter of 2017 for the year before. For the full year, we expect an increase in free cash flow compared to 2017. Coming to the revenues by product groups, resulting from a lower order backlog at the year end 2017, our equipment sales were down in the first quarter. Compared to the years before, 2018 equipment sales are on a substantially higher level. Service revenues showed a slight increase driven by the completion of some upgrading projects for customers. For the full year, we expect again a growth in all product segments, rollovers, tunnels, and jet wash, and this is also reflected in our order funnel and intake. After almost completing the month of April, we can say that the order intake has been very good and exceeding 2017 by a double-digit number. In the area of independent customers, order intake had already been very good the month before, and business with independent customers shall disproportionately contribute to the growth in the remaining year. As of today, the order backlog for the group is on prior year level. Chemicals declined from 12.6 million to 11.1 million. After a weak January and February with gray and foggy weather conditions, March and also April with lots of sunshine drove the car wash business and led to double-digit growth numbers in these months. Nevertheless, the first quarter ended with a minus in chemical sales. But we expect to be back on our growth track from now on. Operations business is largely also driven by weather conditions and showed a similar effect as the chemicals with revenues of 3 million compared to 3.6 million in the year before. Overall, and as you know, it has a minor influence on the group performance. Looking at the results per segment on slide number 5, you see that Europe was able to keep its revenues quite stable and ended the first quarter with revenues of 77.2 million euro, which means minus 1.5% compared to the last year period. The Mediterranean countries, including France, performed well, while the northwestern European countries, including Germany, had a little bit of a slower start into the year. The EBIT of 7.8 million euro reflects a double-digit EBIT margin of 10.1%. As predicted, North America, which had benefited the most from bulk orders of key accounts, suffered the most in Q1. Revenues were down 9 million to 12.9 million euro. In US dollars, revenues were at 15.8 million versus 23.4 million US dollars in 2017. Driven by these lower revenues, EBIT was negative at minus 2.2 million euro, after a plus of 2.2 million euros in 2017. For the full year, we aim for stable revenues in North America, driven by higher activities in direct sales. Asia Pacific continued its positive trend in Q1. We were able to achieve a revenue increase of 15.6%, driven by a positive performance of China as well as Australia. And as you know, Australia still contributes the majority of the revenues in this segment, Asia Pacific. EBIT thus also increased to minus 0.1 million euro, with a higher share of Chinese revenues than the year before. Which brings me to the group P&L on the next slide. The gross margin improved from 57.9% to 58.4%. This is driven by a different product and region mix. Personnel expenses increased only slightly from 32.1 million euro to 33.3 million euro due to a higher number of employees compared to the previous year period and also wage increases. As of March 31st, we had 1,830 headcounts, meaning 62 more people than in the previous year period. Effects for severance payments of 0.6 million euro are included in the personnel expenses. Other operating expenses have been decreased from 13.8 million euro to 13.5 million euro. As you know, in 2018, we do have a very strict focus on cost management. Also, additional headcounts shall only be added in strategic growth areas. Depreciation went only slightly up to 2.5 million euro versus 2.4 million euro in the year before following the investments made. The tax rate increased, resulting inter alia from the lower contribution of North America, where we were able to use tax losses carried forward last year, but also some tax prepayments due to the dividend paid out within the group to be able to pay out the dividend from the AG as ultimate parent company. EPS, therefore, was at 20 cents compared to 64 cents in 2017. Looking at the balance sheet on slide number 7, the balance sheet total remained quite stable, while accounts receivable decreased from 66.2 million euro to 58.4 million euro, and inventories went up from 40.9 million euro to 44.9 million euro in preparation for a busier Q2 of this year. Equity ratio increased slightly to 40.9% after 40.3% as of year end, but please have in mind that the equity ratio will decrease following the dividend payment. Our net financial debt increased from 7 million euro to 10.2 million euro due to the negative cash flow caused by high tax payments. In preparation for the dividend payment of 32.8 million euro, we have agreed an extension of our credit lines with our banks from 50 million euro to 70 million euro. In addition, in the course of this year, we intend to conclude new financing agreements with our banks. Kickoff has been done, and we expect to finalize this project until Q3 to Q4 2018. Net operating working capital decreased to 82.9 million euro after 86.7 million euro, driven by the already mentioned changes in accounts receivables mainly. Cash outflow from investing activities decreased by 0.8 million euro to 2.1 million euro, and we expect our CapEx to be below the 2017 level also in the full year 2018. As already mentioned in our call regarding the full year figures, we have added return on capital employed as KPI in our group reporting. Due to the lower results, the return on capital employed in the first quarter decreased to 25.6% after 29% as of the full year 2017. Coming to the share price development and also our today's annual shareholder meeting. After a massive drop following our preliminary results, the share price has recovered in the following weeks and until today. And from what I have in mind, a couple of hours ago, the share price also today was quite stable. First down a little bit, then up a little bit, and then only slightly down. The annual shareholder meeting today resolved the dividend payment proposed by the administration of €2.45 per share. This equals, as already mentioned, a total dividend payment of 32.8 million euro and shows an attractive dividend yield of 3%. In Q1, we saw significantly increasing trading volumes and also received a notification of a new investor, Wellington Asset Management, exceeding the 3% threshold. All in all, we see a continuously increasing interest in WashTec, and we can see that in roadshows as well as in investor conferences where we are always heavily booked. And I assume that one of the reasons that a lot of potential investors are interested in WashTec is the positive outlook for 2018 and the years to come. We keep a high level of activities throughout the group. At the Trade Fair Unity in Stuttgart in May, we will launch the Easy Car Wash app, a digital innovation for car wash operators, enabling them to offer subscription models and further monitoring and controlling tools for their car wash business. We have today showed as a world market launch the a short movie showing the advantages of Easy Car Wash, and the audience, at least of our shareholder meeting, was quite excited about this innovation. Our pilot sites as well showed a double-digit increase in wash counts and a very positive customer feedback. WashTec is on its track to the digital future. As already mentioned, all of you are invited, of course, to visit us at our booth at the Unity. Please get in touch with me or my team if you need any help with tickets, etc. Order intake in the first month already showed a positive development of business with independent customers, and this business shall disproportionately drive revenue growth 2018, as key accounts are expected to invest according to their regular investment schemes and not plus additional bulk orders. As already mentioned, order intake in April was very good, and thus we were able to end April with a higher order backlog than 2017. Efficient processes remain a key focus of our organization. This not only refers to the example of shorter lead times driven by a better alignment of production with installation, as already mentioned before, but also to numerous additional projects going through the organizations as further SAP rollouts in a couple of smaller countries. All of this is underlined and supported by our ongoing work on our corporate culture. Specific leadership trainings with a focus on our leadership principles are continued, and entrepreneur workshops measure how our employees feel as entrepreneurs at WashTec. We remain confident for an ongoing positive business development and confirm our guidance for the full year, a revenue growth of approximately 3% with a disproportionate growth in earnings and also growth in free cash flows. Thank you for your attention. We look forward to your questions. Legen Sie einfach los.
Thank you. We will now begin our question and answer session. If you have a question for our speakers, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask a question. If you find your question is answered before it's your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for the first question. First question is from Eckhard Kuhl, Warburg Research. The line is now open, sir.
Yes, hello, everybody. A few questions from my side. Regarding your result in Europe, so sales in Europe were only slightly down, but result was down by 24%. I guess this is mainly due to additional staff you have hired during the second half of 2017. Is that the main reason, or is there an additional reason, for example, due to the mix with lower chemicals and operator business? This is the first question.
Hello, Mr. Kuhls. So shall I answer the first question first, or do you want to continue your questions and I answer everything at the end?
Okay, I can also continue.
I don't mind. So let's start this with your question regarding Europe. As you know WashTec quite well, and as you know, a lower number of installations leads to different results at WashTec, because we are profitable in the equipment sales. And as you already said, our cost base has changed compared to the beginning of last year. We have additional headcounts on board, and this now is coming into the full year effect, which is showing an effect in the first quarter. As I said, I think in the last 6 months we have not added any additional headcounts, but in the first months of the year you can see an effect. And of course also the mixed, the difference of the product mix also has not significant but a certain effect on the profitability. So it's a combination of a higher cost base and a different product mix.
Okay, so everything on track, I guess. Regarding your guidance for 2018, so you have reiterated your growth guidance, and so you had a weak start, as already announced some months ago. When I look on your order book at the end of Q1, so in your interim report you said the order book is almost flat, so a little bit below maybe. So what does that mean for the second quarter? You had in Q2 2017 a rather strong quarter again, even stronger than Q1. Can we expect all the growth to come in the second half of the year? So what you see currently?
Exactly. What we track is not only the order backlog, we also track our sales activities and the order funnel, which gives us an indication about the probability of the future order backlog, but this is not something that we can publish. But as you said, and as we already discussed at the conference call for the full year, we expect that the first half of the year will be below the last year, because we will not be able to catch up the first quarter in the second quarter, and therefore we expect the growth to come in the second half of the year. But we are quite confident, and order intake of the last couple of weeks is confirming this confidence, plus the order funnel that we have, that we will achieve this growth of 3% for the full year.
Okay, yeah, this is also in line with my quarterly breakdown. Okay, regarding the tax rate, no surprise, I think, that it's rather high in the first quarter due to the losses in the U.S. For the full year, can we again expect a tax rate of, let's say, 28 to 29%? And,
Between 28 and 30%.
Okay. And then as a confirmation, I understood that you expect CapEx in 2018 to be below 2017. which was already a rather low number.
Yeah, that's true. I think in 2017 we had a CapEx of 10.7 million.
Yeah.
And we expect to be a little bit below in 2018, but not significantly below.
But this, again, would be a rather low level, I think, compared to your sales volume.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, thank you. That were the question from my side. Thank you, Ms. Kalt.
Thank you, Mr. Kulz.
Next question comes from Alexander Kalitzer, Hauck & Aufhäuser. Your line is now open, sir.
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you for taking the question. You mentioned that you see double-digit growth in the new orders. Could you break it down from what regions is it coming from and what customer group?
Hello, Alexander, and thank you for your question. As already mentioned in the explanation of this quarterly result, we expect disproportionate growth from independent customers in 2018. This has already started in the first months of the year, and this trend is continuing in April and from what we see in our order funnel. Therefore, we expect that key account customers are going back to their regular investment volumes, not getting bulk orders of special investment programs doesn't mean that they stop investing, but it means that they come back to the regular investment volumes. And this applies kind of throughout the group. As you know, North America benefited the most from the key account orders, and therefore, as they want to achieve a stable revenue level for the full year, that means that they have to compensate with disproportionate growth in direct sales, the direct comparison missing key account orders for this year.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. And then maybe one additional question. I know that you had two tunnel orders in North America. I was just wondering whether they have been already installed and booked as revenues in first quarter, or do you expect to book them in the course of the year?
So my colleague Stefan Weber has been in Toronto last week, and the machine is now up and running and quite impressive. So it's two parallel lines of 58 meters, able to wash 200 cars per hour. Really impressive number. But the official opening ceremony is planned for the second quarter, and this will also be the point in time when the revenue is recognized.
Mm-hmm.
What we see is that we get quite a lot of interest in our tunnel technology. There are a couple of more orders in-house, but as you know, these big projects take quite a long time. So do not expect to have 10 tunnels in a similar volume in Q3 and Q4.
Mm-hmm. That's clear. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
As far as there are no further questions, as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Next question is again a follow-up from Alexander Kalitzer, Hauck & Aufhäuser. Your line is now open again.
Yeah, thank you very much. Just the additional one. If you can maybe just remind why the growth in revenues in Europe in Q1 17 was so strong. Was it also somehow, if it benefited from sort of one-off revenues?
Yeah, it was a mixture of everything, actually. There were some key accounts placing some orders, but also a very nice development in the business with independent customers such as car dealers, for example.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Again, as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. As far as there are no further questions, I hand back to Mrs. Kalb.
So thank you very much for your attention and participation in this call today, and I hope to see a lot of you in Stuttgart. The trade fair takes place May 15 to May 17. So if you have any further questions, please get back to us, and see and hear you soon. Thank you. Bye.
Dear ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may disconnect.